Today and for the next 3 months, stations will be playing the ratings game. The ratings process is complicated and involves numerous equations and variables to determine station ranking. But in the final analysis, for commercial stations, the ratings are especially crucial. Lee Axtell has a report.
All our sins and griefs to bear.
In the world of broadcasting, words and phrases like cum, 12+, MSA, TSA, day parts can make or break a business. It's all part of the ratings game, although station management probably doesn't see it that way. For them, the ratings period is one of intense competition. Managers at each of the 40 or so stations in the Twin Cities area have their own reasons for wanting to perform well during the survey. The manager of WLOL-FM, Doyle Rose, lists his.
One, respect. And money. Those two go right hand in hand.
Well, you heard it. Kim had a cash call winner Saturday. You want to win with Pat? That's me. This hour, write down this total. $289.95. And we heard back from Roseanne Kilkelly of St. Louis Park. That makes her eligible for Cruise Drawing Number 2 happening this Thursday right here at your favorite station, KS95 FM. We'll pull another postcard.
The more people you serve, the more people you're able to feel that they like your station and that vote for you by listening to you, the more revenue you can get. That's the way broadcasting works. That's the way everything works in our free enterprise system.
That's Stan Hubbard, Jr. He runs the KSTP AM, FM, and TV operation in the Twin Cities. Currently, KS95 FM is the most listened-to FM station in the market. But KS95 wants to increase listenership during the ratings period through the use of contests. It's a common tactic. Managers try to outdo each other by giving away more money, exotic vacations, and so on. Of course, the end product of all this generosity is supposedly a better ranking in the market. Hubbard defends the use of contests during the survey, and he denies any accusation that KS95 is buying its listeners.
These are merely devices to help promote the station.
Promotion is the key, then?
Sure, just like KSJN promotes. I've seen KSJN billboards, and that's a lower-key promotion, but they're really done to promote the station and to get people to sample and to listen. And if they don't like it, if people don't like what they hear, they'll tune off just like that. I don't care what you have in the way of contest.
Some of the flowers this morning, those that we had for the banquet.
7 minutes before 8 o'clock, we're offering you the chance to win a paid-in-full broadcast scholarship to Brown Institute of Minneapolis. High school graduates interested in the scholarship can just give us a call here at WLOL anytime on the studio line at 690-8611.
WLOL manager Doyle Rose.
5 years ago, even, the ratings were not quite as important as they are today in order for a radio station to be successful. Now they go hand in hand. Because of the economy and what you have to pay people in order to operate an overhead of a commercial radio station, selling without ratings or being at the bottom of the market, you just cannot command a large enough price per spot to make a profit.
Rose compares the ratings period to a match between David and Goliath. Traditionally, the WCCOs and KSTPs have done well during the survey, and Rose claims it is next to impossible to compete effectively with these so-called Goliaths. For example, he says WLOL can't outspend KSTP's promotion department. According to Rose, another reason for the fierce competition is a limited target audience. Currently, several stations are in the market, competing for the 25 to 34-year-olds.
It is the largest demographic in history because of the baby boom. They're buying their first house, they're buying their first car, their first major appliances, their first pieces of furniture, all of the first-time investors. So they are also naive.
Of course, one of the realities of the rating process is failure. When a format or air personality isn't successful, station management has been known to change the program, maybe even fire the staff. For KSTP Stanley Hubbard, Jr., the hiring and firing process is inevitable.
You don't like to tell anybody that, hey, maybe you're in the wrong position. Maybe you'd be better in another position in a different station or in a different market. That's no fun, but for everybody who doesn't make the grade, there is somebody waiting for a chance to make the grade, and that's the beauty of our country. We do have this vertical mobility, this up and down and horizontal mobility. Everybody has to find where they belong in this world that we live in. What is a specialty? I may be a mechanic, and I may be a great mechanic, and that's, by gosh, that's what I'm going to do. I may be a good disc jockey or a talent. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And different people fit different notches, I don't find it difficult to do, because you're not doing anybody a favor when you keep them in a job where they're not getting any place, where they don't have any pride, where the station's not doing anything. That doesn't help anybody.
The current ratings period in St. Paul, Minneapolis will last 3 months, which is considerably longer than usual. Supposedly, the longer the survey period, the more accurate the analysis. In practice, what this means is that for the next 3 months, radio listeners and TV viewers will likely be bombarded with giveaways, cross-promotion advertisements detailing the merits of our format compared to theirs. These messages will appear on the sides of milk cartons, on scoreboards at sporting events, in newspapers and magazines, on city buses. All of this, and there are still managers who claim that the pressure doesn't take its toll.
Being in business is fun. We enjoy it. The competition is wonderful. We have good, clean competitors. And I don't look in the mirror and have bags under my eyes. I feel fine.
Which is probably easy to say if your name is Stanley Hubbard Jr. and your station, KS95, is the most listened to FM station in the Twin Cities. This is Lee Axtell.
All our sins.
And this is Morning Edition on KSJN, Minneapolis, St. Paul. A quick look at some business news. Wall Street managed a small rally yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial...